Hey, I'm Daniel Colburn.
And I'm Caleb Porzio.
Welcome to 20% Time, where two coworkers discuss one programming topic every Friday for less than 20 minutes.
Hey, Caleb.
Tuga.
Hey, Daniel.
We're at Laricon.
We are at Laricon.
Do you want to do a clap?
We don't need to do a clap today.
Let's just do a clap.
Okay.
Three, two, wait. We have to do the double time.
On clap.
And three, and two, and one.
That was a worse clap.
That was bad. We were in the same room. We were looking
at each
other.
Good thing it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we were looking at each other.
Yep.
Welcome to Laricon 2017, New York City. New York, Manhattan. The Big Apple.
That's right.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
Yeah.
I'm here. It's great.
Yeah.
How are you?
Doing so good. You want to compare travel stories?
Oh, sure. What's yours?
I had an uneventful flight, and I got here, and it was great. How was yours?
It was great. Delta canceled, and then I tried to get on another one. They said I would, and then I didn't, and me and Matt Machuga and Mitch Jameson all decided to just take a Greyhound bus. So we went home from the airport, had a bite, and then we bussed all night to Laricon, which was crazy. I've never been on a Greyhound bus for more than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So eight of them was as sleepless as it sounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so now it's 11:26 p.m.
It's 11:26 p.m.
And you have not slept.
And I have not slept in any sense of that word, really, since probably this time 2 days ago.
I'm also tired, but not that tired.
Yeah. So, yeah. So here we are.
You feel capable in your current state of telling us
highly
what happened this week in PRs?
Oh, this week in PRs. I haven't looked at the pull request since we last recorded one of these bad boys, but
whoa.
But there was one big PR called Laravel 5.5.
Is that really a PR or is that just a tag?
It's more like a tag, but
it's a point release.
You could call it a PR.
It's point a lot release. Of it's
PR.
All the
point
PRs.
Release.
PR point release.
That's what I meant to say.
This week in point releases.
This week in point releases. An annual segment we do.
Mm-hmm.
This week in point releases.
This year in point releases.
This year in point releases.
There's one.
There is one. 5.5. Dropped. It was hot.
Mm.
Taylor demoed it. It was mm-hmm. great. Horizon dropped as well.
Mm.
That was also hot.
Mm.
It was great.
Free. Open source.
Free. Open source.
Free to everyone.
SPA.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
so
cool.
So where do we start?
I think we start by declaring officially that I'm totally going to pull request my resource client into the Vue app for Horizon.
Oh, good idea.
Because it's open source.
It is open source. We should take up more of Taylor's time with our ideas.
With our inane pull requests.
With our inane pull. Although that one would be fun.
I would like to do that.
I think you should do that.
I would like to.
You should.
All right.
So.
Digga. What else? What happened?
What else? Well, we had some talks today.
Two talks.
We had just two talks.
Two talks. We had so many talks.
There were lots of talks. By talks, I meant like speeches by people at Laricon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Frake, he talked, which was great.
Dashboard.
He talked Dashboard. He talked Laravel and Pusher. I mean, we shouldn't do a Laricon recap.
No.
Michael Dorinda.
Michael
Dorinda.
Yeah.
That.
Follow them on Twitter.
Right. So we should just jump right into it, right?
I want to talk about Adam's talk.
Let's talk about Adam's talk.
Okay. Here is why. Let me justify for you, the listener, why we're talking about Adam's talk and not any of the other wonderful talks that happened at Laricon Day 1, 2017. Let me tell you why. Our last episode, which you probably didn't listen to, but you maybe did, is called Single Table Inheritance. And
it's
in
true.
That episode, we talked about extending models with little baby models, little baby children models that
mm-hmm.
have all the same characteristics of their parent models,
yep.
but also have some fancy stuff. And they use the same database table, a single table,
right.
and yet they inherit, hence the name Single Table Inheritance.
True.
Adam brought up an interesting concept in his talk. So his talk was basically about you don't have enough controllers. You have too many other fancy ideas.
Right.
Not enough controllers.
Yep.
So his controllers
heal many fancy patterns.
It covers a multitude of sins. Like
that's what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Yeah.
Yep.
An extra controller with a compound name covers a multitude of sins.
Yes.
What he did is he created a podcast app. He featured our podcast in it, which was very
that
kind
was
of
very
him.
Very kind.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you,
Adam.
Didn't know you were a subscriber.
Yep, we
now
did
we
not
do.
Know that. Both of us were sitting there, and we were very happy, so that's great.
great to have you on board.
Yes.
So, yeah, he made this podcast app, and he showed us the routes file. And in that routes file, he was referencing two controllers. He was referencing podcast controller.
Right.
Heard of it.
Yep.
And episode controller.
And episode controller.
Makes a lot of sense.
For sure.
Those are both resources.
They are resources.
However, there were 15 routes and right. 15 controller methods split amongst those two controllers.
Yes.
So that's a lot. I don't know if you've ever seen like a resource controller, but usually it's not that many methods.
There's not that many.
So he basically talked us through how he was going to remove things like the podcast controller publish and unpublish methods, and how he was going to refactor the podcast controller update cover art right. method.
List and, episodes, things like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what do you want to... You want to talk through how he did a couple of those things?
I mean, yeah, sure. So, I mean, this is something we talked about before. We talked about resources and our love for them. DHH did a RailsConf keynote on this idea of basically, like, in Basecamp's code base, they just have a ton of controllers and they have very few methods in each of them because he follows those RESTful methods strictly. So all of his controllers only have RESTful actions, meaning CRUD actions, create, store, update, you know, that type of thing. So basically, Adam was walking us through that in a Laravel app and what that really looks like in, you know, in realistic terms. So he did just that. And it was really great. And so basically the whole process was he did it in tips. And some of the tips, like the way that I segmented it in my mind is like you have your normal RESTful controller, like your post controller, right? But then you might have like post publish, right? So you don't want that publish method. How do you get rid of it? It's the whole thing was like how to kill those extra controller methods. And one of the strategies is state. So like state controllers. So instead of a post controller with a published action, you would say published post controller with a store action, right? So you're creating the resource published post instead of publishing the post resource, you know?
Right.
So that was one technique, the like turning it into a state controller, describing like an end result of, of a transformed thing. The other one, like you mentioned, compound controllers, compound resources. So if you find yourself with this like post controller and then you would say list episodes within the post, or this is probably a bad example, but you might have a post episodes controller. He used a much better example.
He did subscriptions.
Post subscriptions.
So he basically had a post user table,
okay,
which was a pivot table between post and user on the subscriptions relationship.
Right.
So basically a user is subscribed to a podcast if there is an entry in the post users table. Which is all very confusing because there's not a subscriptions table. So basically right. his idea was, why don't we rename post users table to subscriptions table,
right,
which makes plenty of sense. And then why don't we create a class called subscription that uses that table. And so all of a sudden you've got like a nice little model in there that you can throw all sorts of logic onto.
All sorts of things, a whole bag.
A whole bag of tricks.
Another bag of tricks. In your app.
Tips and tricks.
Yep. And you know how much I love naming things. So we get to name a thing. And you know how much I love grouping things. And we get to group more things.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a new bag in our application.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the backstory for me
mm-hmm.
on this feature mm-hmm. or this proposed thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing some consulting, like doing an app audit. Mm-hmm. And I was going through an application. And one of the things throughout this application was they never had these many-to-manys. They always had intermediate models like Adam's describing.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of post has many users, right? Is that the relationship or is it belongs to many? I think it's belongs to many, right? Post belongs to many users, right? A many to many. It was post and then it was like an intermediate post user model or something. Mm-hmm. So I had like a bad taste in my mouth for this, like, because it did register to me as like, oh, I guess you could, in theory, do that. You know, you could replace the pivot table, that sort of baked-in relationship, with an actual model that's two belongs tos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like inverting the dependency in terms of relationships. That probably sounds confusing.
Yeah,
I get it. But you get the idea. So basically, I had a bad taste in my mouth for this very thing, meaning that the one time I saw it as a misuse of the framework. Like, oh, this person didn't know about a many-to-many relationship. Mm-hmm. So they made two one-to-many relationships, you know? But he did this very thing. Mm-hmm. And now I'm looking, I'm like, oh, Adam's doing it now, you know? And like,
well,
oh,
and
that
he
makes
kept
sense.
It. He kept it a belongs to many.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He just renamed the... He just renamed the table.
Oh, interesting. Right, because he didn't necessarily put the relationships onto the subscriptions model.
Right.
You're saying.
I don't think so, did he?
Oh,
I forget.
Don't know.
I guess the slides are probably up. We could check.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, couldn't you, like, if you have...
You could just have, like, an intermediate thing.
Right.
I don't know. I don't remember what he did.
Yeah, but the idea is great.
Yeah.
Like, this sort of taking this post-users... or posts users many-to-many table, mm-hmm. pivot table, mm-hmm. this nameless thing that just represents...
Yeah, and turning it into a bundle.
And turning it into a meaningful thing, yeah. when it's warranted. You know, sometimes you don't necessarily have a name for it, and it's not warranted. But if it affords you lots of extra methods...
He would say, underscore, like, model, underscore model, tables are a code smell.
A code smell.
Yes.
Right. Which, like any smell, could be something stinky...
Yes.
It could be a problem, or it could just be a fragrance.
Yeah. I'm, based on what, based on his argument, I feel like if you're going to buy into the sort of Adam Wathen, like, current method of doing this,
mm-hmm.
I would say I can't think of a time when it's, like, generally
really?
A good idea.
Ah, I don't feel that way, but I have nothing to base that on. I feel like this is kind of a once in a while thing. I don't know, but you're probably right. I don't know.
I mean... I don't know. Like post tag. We talked about post tag the other day.
We talked about post tag. Right.
So post tag is like a pretty good example. Can you think of something better to...
Let's just do post tags, right? Cause like,
no, I'm saying, can you think of something better to call post tag?
Oh, right. Besides post tags.
Yeah.
Right. Like I there's no obvious name for that relationship where like the subscription thing is obvious.
Yeah.
It's like, it's apparent, you know?
Yeah.
So I think those subscriptions are a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's other good ones that we're not thinking of, but yeah. So anyway, what were your thoughts on this? What did it spark for you?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. It wasn't my favorite part of the talk, actually. Not like I disliked it. But to me, what it felt like was, okay, yeah, that's cool. Like we created an object out of thin air. You know, I like that.
Yeah, it's great.
But he goes on to create another object out of thin air. And that's the one I like even more.
Okay.
So he was talking about the, publish post thing,
right?
That's the thing I really like. He created a resource that didn't exist previously, right? So he's got posts,
yep,
and those posts like have a state or whatever,
yep.
But he creates this resource which is basically just a post,
yep,
but with a published attribute on it, right?
Yep.
So he's got this published post controller that you can like create or destroy, right?
Yep.
And I think that lends itself really nicely to some of the same ideas that we were talking about with the single
table
inheritance,
thing.
Right?
Right, yeah.
It's like a very similar vibe where it's like, I'm going to create like a resource. He just didn't end up creating like an actual class for that resource. He only created
a
controller. It was like a controller that doesn't reference an actual resource.
Right.
But he treats it like a resource.
He
still cruds it. There's just no actual class that he's creating, which is super weird. But to me, like... there's going to be lots of use cases where I think you can just do what we were saying in combination with what he was saying.
Right.
Right. So, for example, with our admin user thing, right, where admin extends user.
Right.
Say, like, admin extends user, author extends user, editor extends user, right?
Yep.
To use your WordPress roles.
Right.
So I think at that point, you then end up with an... admin controller, mm-hmm. editor controller, author controller,
right?
And so all of those things can like have store methods and all this other stuff that do all of this user setting or all of these flag setting and all of the stuff.
Right.
That's all I really have to say about that. But I just thought it was really cool.
No,
like,
that's a good point.
Those two things like tie really nicely together.
Right. Totally. Like that would be a great place for that if it fit. I definitely like, I've been buying into, like we've talked about, I think both of us, I've been buying into the RESTful controller thing for a long time. So like it feels right for me to have a published posts controller where the store method just creates a post that sets the attribute is published to true, you know, where like I don't necessarily in my current state of being, I don't to be pure in life, I don't have to create a publish post model.
Do you remember what he did with the unpublish method?
I think it was just a detach, right? Or no, that no, unpublished. So no, I don't know.
He had like I don't remember. He had a like a podcast controller unpublish method.
Okay.
I assume he must have put that in the published podcast method as a like delete as a, as destroy.
Yep, yep.
But think about how that reads though.
Right.
Published podcast destroy sounds like you're deleting a podcast.
I'm trying to parse out like what's my bias just from having already bought into this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's like, it's obvious to me that it's a state. It's obvious to me that I'm creating a state and I'm not creating a record when I create, when I store a published post, because I feel like it's saying like, I don't know. To me, I'm okay with destroy because it fits that restful mold. When you start like, when you start feeling bad about that, you feel bad about the restful controller idea as a whole.
I don't.
You don't. So what's the alternative?
I don't know yet, but let's think about it, right? So say it was posts, right? Let's forget about podcasts for a second, right? Okay. Say it was posts and then we had a published post, right?
Yep.
So the options that you have.
An unpublished post?
That's one
like...
of the options. I'm not going to say that it's the good one, but that's one of the options, right? One of the options is you create an unpublished post controller as well. And so then you have a controller for every fucking state that your that your class can be in, and all of them only have a create method.
Right.
That, which is crazy.
Yep.
Especially because... Yeah, no, that's insane.
Yep.
So that can't work. We know that.
Yep.
Destroy feels very weird because because a published post, to me, is a post with a certain... certain characteristic.
Right.
Right? So if I say unpublished post destroy,
yeah,
I'm not destroying the characteristic, I'm destroying the post.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is so, that, like, by treating destroy so, as something that destroys, like, the root of the resource...
I get what you're saying, but, like, English language-wise, that's what you're saying.
Okay.
So it almost makes more sense to me to
but
call it...
But the same goes with published with create published post. I would think the post didn't exist by that logic, you know? When you store a new published post, by that logic, it's the same as destroyed. Like, you must be creating a new post.
Well, first of all, create is just the form. So store. It's right, store published post.
I just don't like saying store.
But it's store. That is what the method is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. But I create published post, you can create something from something, right? Okay. You can't destroy something to something.
You can destroy things, a part of something.
Yeah, but that's not what the sentence says. Right.
Well, the sentence doesn't say that you're creating something from something.
Either. It does because it accepts an argument, which is a post.
And destroying accepts an argument, which is a post.
Right, but it doesn't destroy something to something. Right. That's the thing. It doesn't return.
You could totally. Why wouldn't you return the post?
No, you would. You would. But listen. Okay. Here's what I'm saying. In the English language, right? I can't say like I destroyed this apple to a cut up apple.
You could say I destroyed the intact skin of this apple,
mm-hmm.
and now it is something. Wait, say you're
you gonna die on this hill?
Yeah, no. I am. I think
no.
I think it's just
all right. I made this pot out of clay.
Okay.
I had some clay.
Right.
I passed that as an argument into the function pottery.
Right.
And I returned a pot.
Right. Well, I would say. You returned a fired clay.
Sure.
Or a hardened clay.
That's fine. Right. Yeah, right. So that's...
You created
that's,
hardened clay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So I returned a hardened clay from clay.
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me. I made a published post from a post.
Right.
Right? Then if I take that hardened clay and I destroy it...
Yep.
I throw it on the ground and it breaks.
You added the throw on the ground and it breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on.
So that's the destroy method, right?
To me, I would read that like...
And so, no, but that's the thing. It's like, then you don't have like a nice, soft, moldable lump of clay anymore. You have nothing.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you have to infer that the thing you're destroying is the quality of the resource, not the resource itself. So it may not fit perfectly. Okay, is so there a better word than destroy?
Well, this is what I was going to get to. Fuck, how long have we been recording this podcast? Long time.
I don't think we say the F word on this podcast.
Sorry. Sorry about that, podcast. 19 minutes. So what I was going to get to probably 5 minutes ago was, what if you called it post-publish or post-publication?
Post-publication.
It still sounds weird, right? But then you can say post-publication destroy.
Maybe the publication part I'm getting hung up on. Is there another word you could use? Post. I don't know. I mean, either way, because now post-publication, I would think like it's a special thing because they're using such a weird word like publication, like such a specific thing that I would think like.
What about referent?
Referent or source?
Mm-hmm. Source,
yeah.
Referent.
Right, source referent. That would make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all in all, interesting technique, right?
Yeah.
I buy into this.
Right? I buy into it too.
Yeah.
I just don't know about the destroy method.
Really? So you don't know about it more than just like we're just talking about this for sport? Like it actually bothers you?
It bothers me.
Wow. To the point that you would not like use it.
I talked to Adam right after his talk.
Okay.
And I forgot that it bothered me. Or I don't think I had realized that it bothered me yet. I don't know. It didn't bother me when I was talking to him. Okay. And we didn't talk about it. And okay. I let that opportunity slip by to like have him answer that question well. So I'm going to have to grab him tomorrow and figure it out.
All right, you'll have to grab him tomorrow. Personally, I think, again, it might be the bias. I've already totally bought into this whole thing. To me, it's like, to me, it almost encourages this whole mindset, this new resourceful mindset. When I see destroy used and it doesn't really fit the language, it like forces me into that frame of mind. Is that a way to say things?
Frame of mind, yes.
Yeah, it forces me into that frame of mind of like, I'm destroying a quality of this thing. I'm destroying this thing that is not the actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where before my brain thought in tables. Like, that's how my brain thought.
But that's
now
what
I'm thinking on abstractions.
Okay, but to take you back to your whole, like, not customizing Laravel thing,
okay,
right?
Right.
If a new person experiences an app.
Good point. Yep.
And they see something called published post destroy.
Yep.
What are they going to think is going to happen?
You're right. That if they didn't have this education, if they didn't have this mindset, it might seem odd to them.
It's not apparent. It's not discoverable.
It's not apparent. But they would look. It's like so shallow in the app. Like they would look at the controller.
This is really funny.
Controller.
So both of us, when we're defending something, say like, it's really shallow in the app, and they would obviously look at this class.
But I mean, this is a controller. Like,
yeah.
This is like the second most obvious thing people look at in the app. Like, it's not a service provider.
Right. For
you know?
People who start with the routes file and go
for
to the controllers.
Who starts with the, right.
Which is what you do.
Which is what I do.
Right.
Does anybody do anything else?
I start with the models.
You start with the models. Right. Fascinating.
Really? I want to understand the domain.
Right. But you're
the
doing
domain
that,
is the
like,
models.
Yeah. Right. But like when you need to actually do something useful in an app.
Uh-huh.
You might start with the models just to like get some head knowledge.
I'd like to.
But the routes and the controllers are where you get the meat and potatoes.
Maybe.
That's where you get the interactions, you know?
Yeah.
I would think.
Depends on what I'm building, right. I guess.
I guess I think, I don't know. I'm calling BS.
You think I don't look at the models?
That's exactly what I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I think I do.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
No. I
maybe
mean,
I don't.
No, maybe you do. I mean, you do. What I'm saying is, like, you would find it either way, I think, easily. I don't know. I don't classify this as, like, deceptive magic.
Okay.
I don't classify this as setting up. I don't classify this as something that the new developer isn't capable of grokking almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to fit them into this frame of mind. You know, I want them to come into my app and look if they don't know and see this destroy in that context and think for a second and then they learn. You know, I know everything I'm saying can be used against me.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. But I love it. I think it's great.
I think it's great too.
I love
it.
It was one of those things that I saw him doing.
Just published post. I feel like there's a better naming convention. Is what I'm saying. Like I think we can find something better than like modifier name of a model.
Right. I think that's so
because
this is like,
because the first word modifies the second word.
Mm-hmm.
Any English sentence you write that ends with a verb, right, is like. Whether it's if it's like orange, you know, orange pecan, eat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not eating the orangeness. I'm eating the pecan.
Okay. Say that again. Orange pecan eat.
Yeah.
What about that?
If the orange pecan has an eat method.
Right.
or orange pecan controller.
Right.
Orange pecan you're controller. I'm eating the pecan, not the orange.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right,
so
right.
Published post controller destroy. I'm destroying the post, not the published.
Right, but like because
it just,
orange is a property of
published is a property of post.
Orange is a property of the pecan, and published is a property of the post. And if I destroy the orange pecan, I'm destroying. Okay, I bet there's some way to think about this that destroys your thought process.
Yeah, probably.
I bet
not.
There's some like. I bet there's like. I don't know.
No, it's English.
It's an interesting point. You're
right. Adjective.
No, that's a really good example.
Yeah, you're making your whole sentence about the adjective.
Pecan, it destroying. Right, like, but it's the thing is like forget about the words. Like pretend that it's not published post. Pretend it's a word that is
quote,
a published post.
To
a publication.
Lil Wayne.
Let's just say it's publication controller.
Oh,
like you said.
Didn't I just say
no,
yeah.
I don't think we should actually ever use that in real life.
Right. But you understand why that's like linguistically better though.
Sort of. I know. I yeah.
It's not it doesn't feel better. It's grosser. It's a terrible conjugation
right.
of the word publish.
Yeah.
But it is
this
like,
is what I would say to
English.
You. As Taylor said to the pull request of the person who gave this whole like linguistic argument to why it shouldn't say hears and why it should say listens to in the like self-registering event listener thing,
mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah, sure, whatever. That's what I would say.
Caleb,
like, yeah.
it's late.
and crazy
I think,
talk.
I think it's time to awake Daniel Destroy.
Wow. Awake Daniel Destroy. Okay. So I obviously
no.
Going
does that
to
mean
sleep.
That I'm going
obviously,
to sleep, or am
I'm going
I dying?
To kill you.
Or am
I
dying? Am I
you.
Dying or am I sleeping? That's
you're
the
sleeping.
Real question.
I'm going to destroy awake Daniel.
If
you said to me, that's what that is. If you said to me, I'm going to go destroy awake. He's cracking up. For real though. If you came to me and said, I'm going to destroy awake Daniel, I would go, oh, he's going to sleep.
I'm like, I'm never going to see this guy again. I like that guy.
I think you're going to sleep. That's where we differ. You love think it. You're dying, I think you're going to sleep. Okay, I think that sums up that thing there.
Caleb?
Daniel.
If I die in my sleep tonight, will you promise to publish this podcast?
I will publish this podcast. And if you die in your sleep tonight, I'll have a talk with Adam, and we'll see about
yeah,
changing
see
the
about,
language.
See about changing that to post-publication.
Yes. Yep. Oh, this
would,
has been
he
good.
He would never do that.
He would never. It would only fuel him.
26 minutes, eh?
26 minutes.
You want to wrap this up?
Is there anything else we should talk about?
I'm sure
I mean, I
there
feel
is,
like it's tradition to go to 30 or 35
all
at
right.
least.
Fair enough. Anything else we should talk about?
Oh, we shouldn't just
ramble on.
Shouldn't
to ramble
just ramble on.
On.
I mean, we could.
So I met this guy, Jacob, from Denmark.
Okay.
And he listens to the podcast.
Cool.
And So we talked a little bit about random other things, and then we were walking into the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking down the stairs, and he was like a couple steps behind me, and he kind of shuffled forward and got like up near me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Don't worry about the time limit."
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
And I was like, we don't actually worry about the time limit. We just kind of think it's funny to blow through the time limit.
Wow. No, see, I actually do care a little bit.
Oh.
Secretly.
Mm.
But now I care way less. That's really encouraging.
Yeah. Just came right up on me and was like, hey, by the way, don't worry about the time limit.
Oh, that's really good to hear.
Yeah, I'm so not worried now.
Yeah, now I'm extra not worried.
Yeah, so not
that's,
worried.
That's really great. It's, I guess maybe that's something to talk about, that there's still that part of me that feels like nobody listens to this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, despite, like, download counts and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely, like, it hasn't quite registered. And so just the couple of people that have, you know, come up to me at Laricon and
so
whatever and have
podcast.
Been like, yeah, listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Is really cool.
Yeah. Hey, people. It was good to meet all of
so,
you.
So, yeah, really good to meet you, anybody who said hey. And anybody who wants to spark up a conversation about the podcast should do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like yeah, this is how I feel. Because I don't want it to sound like everybody engage or anything like that. But Laricast Snippet. Or other podcasts, but I'm like a religious listener of the Laricast Snippet. Like,
mm-hmm.
Over I listen to lots of podcasts, but that's the one that like when it comes out, I'm dropping what I'm doing. I'm listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey doesn't know that. Like, he has no way of knowing
well,
that
now he does.
That I care that much. Yeah, now he does because he is supposedly a subscriber. But anyway, so it just makes me think that hey, like. You know, to the same degree at which I'm like a little bit like, why am I so unaware of everybody who's listening to this thing? Like, and I'm not, whatever. What I'm saying is that, like, I think I should tell Jeffrey somehow, like, respond to the podcast in some way on Twitter or something.
You should do it in person.
in person, I should. For sure. I totally should. Because you'll see him tomorrow. You're absolutely right. I should do that tomorrow.
You know? Time like the present.
No time like the present is right.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you ever feel so inclined to talk to us about the show or anything like that, we would both love it, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you can have a sticker.
And in person, right. So we'd have to drop this tonight so people know that they can have a sticker.
Don't tell the listeners, Caleb, but I did promise to mail a sticker to someone in Europe.
Whoa, that's coming out of the budget. Poor Matt.
Poor Matt. Matt. I forgot he's bankrolling this operation, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. We will mail everybody stickers overnight.
Thanks for the money, Matt.
Yeah. Matt volunteered.
Yeah.
He would volunteer.
He would.
If he were here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe we should sell these stickers for like thousands of dollars.
I don't know if we could get that, but
I'm trying to get that sticker money.
The sticker money?
No, there's no sticker money. No one wants these stupid stickers.
Yeah. The stickers are pretty cool, though.
They're cool stickers.
You know what I actually thought? This is more me, like, telling people how to react to this podcast by me telling them how I want to react to Laracast Snippet and Laracasts, which is probably bad in some way. But I really want a Laracast Snicker for Snicker. he's going to crack up because it's 12 o'clock. All right. He loves it. Laracast Snicker. My laptop is missing a Laracast Snicker, and I said it again. That was real.
You want a Laravest?
This has gone too far. I want a Laravest, yes. And it would be orange, right? Like Back to the Future meets Laravel brand.
Yeah, orange pecan eat.
Orange pecan eat. Okay, we gotta stop, right? We gotta stop.
Caleb,
what?
If I'm understanding you correctly,
yeah,
would you appreciate a Laracast's Snippet sticker?
Definitely that. I was thinking just a Laracast Snick. Okay, we're done. I gotta end this. Can I end? Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
Shout out to Jared White for providing this music.